Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
About 50 minutes away from the first tee time in Augusta at the Masters. Joe Flacco back in Cleveland. We got an NBA, I guess, playoff seeding update with our good friend Damian Perez coming our way here soon. And the coffee machine is broken here at ESPN West Palm Beach. Good morning, everybody. Welcome on in. As we said, Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We're taking you all the way until 10 a.m. I walk into our beautiful studios and, you know, I have the know-how of usually how to fix the coffee machine. First off, Damian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, you brought your own coffee.
I did.
You saw this coming. Now, I was on remote yesterday. I did not see the coffee situation happening this morning. And to kind of fill everybody in, I know how to fix it, right? Like when our...
You fixed it within seconds the last time it was down.
I know how to fix it. You know, our... God, I always get people's roles wrong here. I believe our marketing manager, Jess, she's usually in charge of it. When she goes on vacation, I am like in charge of it when she's gone. I couldn't fix it this morning. I could not fix it this morning. For the life of me, I could not figure out how to fix that coffee machine. So no coffee machine this morning. But Damian Perez, there is something in the fridge for me. And let's just say, no names, please, folks. Gasoline in a can. Wow. I haven't had one of those things in a long time, Damian. It was the zero sugar ones, which we all know still has sugar. But wow, dude, I feel like I'm shot out of a cannon this morning.
Yeah, and to add a little bit more context to the situation, there is a coffee shop literally like probably what, 10 steps away from the office?
Damian, too cheap. Too cheap. Here's the problem. I have, you know, at home, I have enough coffee, I told you, to sedate a country. I could give a whole country coffee. That's how much I have in my home.
What's your brand of coffee of choice? Because I have one like I've used my whole life.
With the beans?
Yes. Like if you had to go like into the store. Like mine is Café Bustelo, that yellow pack, the Colombian coffee.
I get made fun of. I love Dunkin' Donut coffee.
Okay.
My brother, cousin, they swear by the Starbucks. And we got to, we got a Starbucks down the street. But I grew up visiting Boston with my uncle. And Damian, everywhere you turn, there is a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same with New Jersey.
Everywhere you turn. Everywhere you turn, there is a Dunkin' Donuts in Boston. So that's why I kind of like Dunkin'. My brother and cousin, not so much. But yeah, Dame, I went full on gas in a can this morning. And I am shot out of a cannon. Wow. Absolutely shot out of a cannon. Now, Dame, black coffee? I'm black coffee guy.
Me too. That's why you like the Dunkin'. If you like black coffee, not a lot of sugar, not creative drinks, it's Dunkin'.
Yeah.
If you like all that sugary mess, the frappes, this and that, it's definitely Starbucks. But if you're a traditional coffee guy, you definitely run on Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't have a metabolism anymore, so I really got to watch what I eat. I will gain like 5 pounds after eating one meal type thing. So I really have to watch and I'm in the gym constantly. So like I rather not drink all that sugar and garbage and I rather get, my calories elsewhere. Like if I'm going to cheat, I rather get something like, I know I guess this is the segment of free sponsorship. I rather get Chipotle. I mean?
Any day.
I rather get a huge meal, like a bowl and a burrito from Chipotle.
I'll save myself all day for Chipotle.
God. It'll be the only thing you eat.
Skip out breakfast knowing that for lunch I'll have Chipotle.
Just get a fat burrito.
I do the bowl with the wrap on the side. I think that's the hack. You kind of build your own burrito and then you have a bowl, half of the bowl still to eat.
I could do both. Bowl and a burrito. And people call me a psycho.
Steak or chicken?
Steak on the burrito, chicken on the bowl.
Oh, wow.
Steak on burrito, chicken on the bowl. Guac on the side, so you could put it on the burrito.
The brisket was the best.
Spread it on with a chip. Oh, God.
The brisket was limited time, But the brisket, man, the brisket is such a delicacy.
As you could tell, Damien, by my Chipotle order, I eat it about once a month because it's about 4,000 calories in one meal. So, and it'll be the only thing I eat for 2 days. But, folks, you know, coffee machine busted, gas in a can, Mike Rizzo all fired up. I got a lot of takes on the Masters today for you guys. So 888-760-3776, that number to get on in. My question to everybody, because I'm not going to sit here and front. Like, I'm not watching a ton of golf, Damien. I'm not, like, got to tune into every single tournament guy. I'll keep an eye on it. I'll see who's winning. And I'll follow the leaderboard. Yeah, I'll keep eyes on winners and look at box scores. But this is the tournament that I tune into Saturday and Sunday. This is the tournament that is going to take main screen over baseball this weekend and football. You know, I will have the Masters on Saturday, Sunday, and watch it until its entirety. So my question to you guys at 888-760-3776, how much Masters are you guys watching? Are you guys like me? You're going to be watching all day Saturday and Sunday. Dame, I plan on going to the pool at some point today. I'll probably have the radio broadcast on a little bit.
Vitamin D.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need it. My tan's fading away a little bit. And I mentioned it's our only day. Dame, it's our only day off after the show today.
We enjoy this day, man.
Oh, God, dude.
I look forward to Saturdays.
Well,
if there's a game, Inter-Miami game, not that I mind going
we're
to the Inter-Miami.
We're not complaining.
But it's just to have a day where you don't have anything, no responsibility. Right. I mean, it's great. You can just watch sports all day.
Let me ask you this. Do you like better working this show and then Inter-Miami Saturday night game and having Sunday all day off, or this show Saturday off, Inter-Miami Sunday? It's tricky.
This show and Sunday, Inter-Miami. Not that I mind. Honestly, this show, it's a great way to wake up. You know, come in early mornings, talk sports. We got the topics from the entire week. So it's a great way to start your Saturday morning. But just to leave here and know that I have no responsibility after this, I can literally just bum watch every sport on TV today.
Yes.
That's what I look forward
to. So I am, after the show, I'm going to go home. I'm going to work out. That's number one. I did not work out yesterday. And as a former person of, you know, I used to
stay active.
Correct. It's like one of those things where, God, you didn't work out. You didn't. So
it messes with your mood at times.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So, like, I will be in the gym probably at about 10 o'clock and after drinking that gasoline in a can.
You're ready to go now.
I could lift the entire state of Florida.
Pump out some push-ups in between breaks.
My, honest to God. But so I'm gonna do that, and then after the gym, my pool and my complex is right there. I'll probably just go and lay out.
That's the beauty about living in these complexes. You have the gym. You walk out of the gym, and what do you have?
Beautiful
pool with
right
a nice cabana. You know, the sun is shining. Best way to work out and end your workout: just lay out and get some sun.
God forbid there's some girls at the pool, but you know, neither
hot tub. You know,
relax
the muscles.
Right. But so that's gonna happen. Masters. I'll be listening to the Masters. I'll be watching the Masters. Second screen, Dame, we don't have a lot of football this weekend, like good football.
And the Premier League
the
is decided
stinks.
Already.
God, the Prem is just, it was such a disappointment this year. Granted, you're talking to a United fan, and it's funny you're saying that. You're a Liverpool fan, so I can't take that serious. But, not a lot of football on that side, but baseball, plenty of baseball.
They kind of opened up. They said, here, Masters, the path is yours.
Seriously. But I got plenty of baseball to watch. And speaking of, now, if you listen to Russo and Rizzo Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, Damien is our producer when Christian's not here.
Pinch hitter.
Which is, it's a lot, though. Like, it's usually once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Because Christian and Theo are
with all the
remotes,
you know, more remotes, I get more opportunities. So I love it.
You know, during our Let's Go Streaking, at one point, I was 0 for 5 in baseball bets. I went 0 for 5 on baseball bets. But the last three, Damien Perez, kid's been hotter in a stove.
What did I tell you?
Kid's been hotter in a stove.
I told you were due.
I was way overdue. And the two games I hit last night, and folks, this was free money. Three things were free money last night. I bet two of them, and I just realized through my brother who took it last night and it got me on it now. So the two I took were the Rays. The Rays were facing the Phillies. The Phillies played until 1 a.m, didn't get to Tampa until 3. Yeah, Braves and Phillies 2 nights ago. Remember, the 3-hour rain delay They didn't get to Tampa Bay till like 3 in the morning, hotel at 3:30. And then on the flip side of things, there was the Braves played the Rays, the Phillies played the Cardinals. That's on me. And I took Cardinals and Rays because they played late.
You played the narrative.
Yeah, I played the narrative of them getting 5 hours of sleep playing baseball. So
the Rays had just gotten blown out. I think they scored 11 on the Rays.
Yeah,
the game
and the Rays lost 6 in a row heading into that game, so they were due. But I took Rays and St. Louis in that hit. And then the bet of the MLB, I think, this year is that Mickey Mouse Stadium in Sacramento where the A's play. The over was 11.5 last night. Let me say that again. The over in a baseball game was 11.5 last night, and it hit. It hit, and it hit in like the ninth inning. Langoliers drove in Soderstrom. These are Oakland Athletic players, by the way. And 13 runs came across, and that hit. Watch that spread. Watch that be like 12 tonight.
It probably will
Watch that be like 12.
Because every time they cover, they kind of have to bump it up a little bit, you know?
Right.
Especially in a stadium, it's a minor league ballpark, so it's a lot smaller. It's very intimate. If you tune into their games, the fans are very close to the players. So I just feel like it's a completely different vibe. But all in all, it's great for baseball.
You like it?
I mean, I just love runs. I love the electricness of it. I love the explosiveness of it. It's similar to what we see games in a Coors Field, you know, where the Rockies plays. Every time we see a game there, we see a lot of home runs. And what's not to love about that in baseball? I feel like it's what it needs.
I like good pitching, personally, but I know I am a fossil when it comes to my baseball fandom. But I understand the point, and you certainly got that last night. 13 runs, 11.5 on that over. So those are a couple of things to keep an eye on, I think, when it comes to baseball betting, those overs in Sacramento. But 888-760-3776, that number to text on in. How much of the Masters are you going to be watching over the weekend? I apologize. Call on in. 888-760-3776. That number to call on in. Now, I took Rory McIlroy in that tournament. Keeping on the gambling side, I took Rory at +600.
Great bet.
On Thursday morning. Right before the tournament started on Thursday.
I checked this morning. He's at +325. Yeah. So
I doubled down with Colin on that parlay that we made, but that parlay got busted. Our Blitz the Book segment that we do, it got busted.
By the over.
The over.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
The two baseball picks hit. Colin fading Memphis hit again. What the hell are we doing betting over-unders in the NBA? Oh, God, it's such a bad beat. It's such a bad beat. I hate over. Listen to me. I just got done telling you how the over in, you know, the A stadium is always a hit, but I honest to God, in general, I cannot stand over-unders, especially in that league. The NBA over-unders are so ridiculous. What was it, 220 last night? The over-under was 220 in that Minnesota game that we didn't hit on. What was it, Minnesota and Brooklyn? You and I both walk into the production room, and I go, God, did that hit? You go, no, dude. The Nets scored 90 points. I'm like,
yeah, Minnesota did their end of the bargain. The Brooklyn Nets that kind
the Nets, of. The Nets scored 90 points. In that, and am I seeing this right? Ja Morant got teed up again last night.
Was it a celebration? I did not see that. If it was a celebration, we would see it everywhere.
Well, we talked about the fake grenade in the crowd. That was utterly ridiculous. But
I mean, what is he doing? What's the end goal with all of this?
I'm assuming it's attention, or he just doesn't care.
He had the opportunity to, and I know this is not something that NBA players, it's not very popular within NBA players, within NBA groups to be the face of the league. You know, Anthony Edwards had the opportunity, John Moran had the opportunity, and it's like they don't want it. They almost want to shut the door on it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I mean, you're losing endorsements, you're losing money. People are kind of like looking at you with a side eye, and you just keep adding fuel to the fire.
I just think it's immaturity, personally. You know,
entitlement?
Not even entitlement. I just think it's full on immaturity, and just at this point, you start wondering if he's just a bad person. You know, I hate to go there, but you know, how many times are we going to do this with this guy? I said yesterday, I'm just flat out sick of it. I'm sick of Ja Morant. I'm sick of having to talk about that kind of stuff, but.
And it takes away from the winning.
Yeah.
Because Memphis, you know, it's not like they're trending upwards. You can argue they're trending downwards. They had to fire their coach a week before the playoffs. You know, there's so many narratives around the team that don't kind of equivalent winning. So it's not really pushing the team forward. It's kind of holding the team back.
Coming up later on in the show, Damian will update us on what's going on with the NBA playoffs. We got a lot of standings and news-ish and notes-ish kind of stuff like that. The Warriors fighting to keep out of that play-in tournament. I think everybody in that league is sick of the, including myself, everyone is sick of that play-in tournament. I really don't understand why it's still a thing. By the way, the usual suspects are probably going to be in that play-in tournament, but it's neither here nor there.
It's like the Miami Heat love the play-in tournament. Yeah.
The Heat are, you know, I know people in South Florida don't want to hear this, but the Heat are in the worst spot you could possibly be in the NBA right now. You're in the middle of being good and bad, and you do not have a star. So, Justin Rose, by the way, 8-under on that Masters. DeChambeau at 7, McIlroy at 6, Corey Connors at 6, Matt McCarthy at 5, Shane Lowry at 5, Tyrell Hatton at 5. And Hatton, DeChambeau, live guys, so something to keep an eye on there. DeChambeau, 7-under. He was 4-under yesterday. One of the better rounds that we saw outside of Rory McIlroy. Other players that went 4-under on the round yesterday, Matty McCarthy, Shane Lowry, Hideki Matsuyama, and Rasmus Højgaard went 5-under as well. He's sitting at 4. He was +1 heading into the day yesterday. We got 9:50. We have a 9:50 tee time. Tom Kim is heading out onto the course at 9:50. He's currently sitting at 2-over. And that was that cut line. The cut line for the Masters was +2. The likes of Russell Henley, Dustin Johnson, Bernard Langer, all cut. Sergio Garcia, Collins guy, Freddie Couples, who was 1-under. Did you see Freddie Couples cup in on that eagle?
That was amazing.
On that first day. Phil Mickelson cut. Brooks Koepka cut. Cam Smith cut. Austin Eckroat cut. So, by the way, Austin Eckroat, former Cognizant Classic winner 2 years ago. So a lot of names, even Will Zalatoris cut. You know, a lot of big names already out of this tournament. And two, yeah, that's how usually the course is. Usually two over. It's usually a pretty harsh cut line in the sense of, you know, are you going to stay alive or not? And 8-under is the current high score with Justin Rose. But 888-760-3776. How much of the Masters are you going to be watching this weekend? Dame, how much are you watching?
I'll have it on. I'll be honest, though. It won't be the featured one. I'll still
won't be as I call it on center stage.
No, but I'll have it and I'll glance over. You know, golf is something that you can kind of have on, and it's like a slow grind. You know, you can kind of pick and choose what tees you want to watch. So I'll definitely be paying attention to it. You have to. It's the Masters, but it won't be front and center. I got to be honest.
How many monitors you got going at the?
I got
house.
My TV and I got my computer, and then I'll put something on my phone sometimes
TV,
if I need
computer,
to.
TV, computer, phone.
Yeah, I'll find a way. If not, I'll borrow my girlfriend's computer, add another computer to the mix, but I try to get it all on. I get FOMO. I don't like to miss out.
So I got my setup, Dame. I have my gaming setup. So like in my apartment, I got a big couch that'll fit like if I had people over like 8. I have a big couch, 75-inch TV.
Wow.
Huge telly. Like, huge telly.
Like you said, when you came down here, I got to get the big TV.
Theater, like a theater size telly, okay?
Love it.
At my gaming setup, which has my Xbox, my Switch, and my PC, I got a gaming monitor, and I have another monitor. So my gaming monitor is obviously
kind of like a split screen?
Yeah. The gaming monitor is obviously for the game. And then on the left screen, I got another screen.
That's an amazing setup.
Next to the two, I have a laptop. And then, as you said, if I'm really getting desperate and I need that fourth screen, I'll turn off the game. On that fourth screen, I'll run something on my Xbox, so 4 screens. And then if I'm really, really desperate, 5 screens with the phone.
So you're not missing anything.
I probably would not miss a thing. Like, that first, that first weekend's one of my favorite, days. Yeah.
And then you got Boxing Day where they're all
After Christmas, a couple days after Christmas. Those are the days where the 5 screen
that probably
comes
works
in.
Well for you during March Madness.
Yeah, it does. But I worked all
busy time.
I didn't get to watch March Madness until 10 o'clock when we were done working. So, but I'm gonna be watching probably a lot of the Masters. Like I said, I'm gonna be listening to the Masters when I'm out and about today, doing my thing. But and I'm rooting for Rory. That's That's my thing.
So that's your guy?
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy?
I like Rory. And on the flip side of things, I'll tell you why I like Rory. We got to hit a timeout, 888-760-3776. That number to text on in. Certainly a big day of sports with the third round of the Masters coming up. Got a lot of MLB baseball, too. If you're into soccer, if you're into football, you have some Premier League slates. You got some La Liga stuff. Damian Perez and I will be going through it all show long. But a couple of things we will touch on later on in the show as well. Joe Flacco with the Cleveland Browns, back with the Brownies, and then the NBA playoffs. What's the current slate looking like in the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference? You're listening to Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo and Damian Perez.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
It's Master Saturday, folks. It's a perfect time to download that Hard Rock Bet app today. I got the odds, baby. I got the best odds on Rory before the tournament at plus 600. Where they're good friends at Hard Rock Bet. But listen, there are plenty of things to bet on the app with the Masters. So download the app today. Join in on all the fun with the Masters. You got a lot of, as I was mentioning, a lot of MLB baseball. You got some meaningful, and this is probably one of the first times we'll be able to say this all year, meaningful regular season basketball as we are wrapping up the NBA season, heading into the playoffs here soon. We got the play-in tournament starting as early as next week. How about that? So get involved on the Hard Rock Bet app today, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. That's 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Later on in the show, Damian Perez and I will build a parlay. We had a parlay yesterday that did not hit, but guess what? We're back in the saddle, baby, coming up at the end of Saturday Tailgate. The number is 888-760-3776. We are streaming live on that ESPN app. Go to Listen Live. Click on ESPN West Palm. You can listen to us on your Alexa smart speaker. Hey, Alexa, play ESPN West Palm. The question I asked, how much of the Masters are you going to watch? I'm going to be trying to watch every putt, every shot when I'm at the pool later on today. I'm going to be listening to the coverage. Damien's going to have it on in the background. He's going to do that slow watch. Would you call it that slow watch?
Just a glance over, you know, just keep it, keep it there. Know when my favorite golfers are teeing off. And like I said, just always have it in the background.
Leads me into my next question. Who are you rooting for? Is obviously, if you gambled on somebody, you're going to root for him. I gambled on Rory. I'm rooting for him. But even like gambling aside, I don't like the narrative that like Rory McIlroy is a loser because he hasn't won a major since 2014. Rory's won two times on the PGA Tour this year. He won the FedEx Cup in 2022. I mean, let's not sit here and act like Rory McIlroy is not one of the best players in golf still. If you had to pick the best player in golf, it would probably be Scottie Scheffler. He won the FedEx Cup last year, won the Masters last year. If Scottie wins the Masters this year, that'll be three out of the last 4 years, something only Jack Nicklaus has done. But Scottie right now is sitting at 5 under.
He's looming.
He's looming. He's right there. Right, he's right there. He's in like a great spot.
It's where he wants to be, you know, because you don't have the pressure of holding that lead.
Yeah.
But you're just right there where if you have a good enough day and Rose has a mediocre day, you know, you're right back in the thick of it.
Right, and I hope I don't dislike Justin Rose. Okay. Got anyone but Justin Rose. I mean, honestly, that's where I'm at this point.
You don't dislike him, but
anybody but Justin Rose. Honestly, anybody. I guess I just grew up like rooting against him. Like two guys I grew up rooting against were Sergio Garcia, obviously being a Tiger guy, and Justin Rose too. Like Rosie, he's won this. Look up how many Masters he's won. I know he's won it once. He might even have two of these jackets.
Yeah, and it's a thing where I'm
all right. I'm all good. Give me an American or give me Rory McIlroy. I want Rory, obviously, more than anything because I gambled on him, and I want him to win the Grand Slam and win all four majors. Rory's won four majors, but he won the PGA twice. And he's never won the Masters. That's kind of his narrative. He always, like, quote unquote, chokes at Augusta. But yeah, I'm all good on the Justin Rose winning the Masters, mate.
Justin Rose has never won the Masters.
What? And then how about this? Let's take it a step further. Search what majors he's won, because he's won some things. He's definitely won some things in the past. He's a good golfer. I'm not sitting here trying to say that Justin Rose can't golf, okay? One of the top golfers in all of Britain.
He's won one major in his career, and it was the 2013 U.S. Open.
My God. That's it? I swore he won more.
He was runner-up in 2015 and 2017, excuse me, and tied for second in the Open Championship, tied for third in the PGA Championship in 2012. Those were his accomplishments.
Now I feel bad.
Now are you rooting for him?
No, I'm not rooting for him, but I kind of feel bad. I thought he's won multiple majors, but that's on me.
I'll tell you who I'm rooting for.
Who?
The Texas Tech alum, Ludvig Adberg, if I'm not mistaken, the Swedish.
Yeah, yep.
He was second in last year's Masters, and he had a great first round, kind of faded in the second, but he's still, I believe he's at 3 under. So he's definitely not eliminated, but he definitely has some room to make up. And if I'll be rooting for somebody, it's him.
68. It's par 72, by the way. He shot 68 in that first round of Damien's Point and then one over in the second round. So he's sitting tied for 12th right now at 3. How about that? Patrick Reed, former Masters champion. He's sitting at 3 under as well. This is a great leaderboard. It really is.
It's up for grabs.
It really is. You got the likes of Justin Rose, Bryson DeChambeau, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Jason Day, Hideki Matsuyama, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Reed, Ludvig Odberg, Xander Schauffele, Tommy Fleetwood, all within striking distance. And then, you know, people love Brian Harman too. Brian Harman's up there. Michael Kim is up there. How about Bubba Watson? Bubba Watson hanging around at 1 under.
What a name. Bubba Watson. Just rolls off your tongue.
He's won. I remember Bubba Watson's Masters were a lot of fun. He had a lot of runs, and the one that sticks out was that shot from the woods, and then he took his whole family to the Waffle House. You see that? You remember that?
Yep.
The
iconic.
Dude, and it's so funny because, like, Waffle House.
McIlroy had a shot from basically deep into the forest yesterday that just landed, like, 2 feet away from the hole. It was unbelievable. I don't know if you saw it.
I got a term for when that's called being dialed in, dude.
Oh, man. I feel like that's when he knew that anything he touched was probably going to be a good shot yesterday.
Hopefully
that momentum rolls into today, too.
Bubba Watson, by the way, two Masters, 2012 and 2014, and is one of 18 players to have won more than once. In 2012, he defeated Louis Oosthuizen with the help of a spectacular 52-degree wedge shot from the trees on the second extra hole on number 10. That was
those are my favorite shots because, dude, like, you see those shots, you see him kind of prepping for the shot, and you're thinking, there's no way he puts this remotely close to the hole. And sure enough, just defies everything, defies physics, gravity, everything, and just the ball just literally
My favorite about that shot out of the woods, Dame, he hits it, he knew it was great, and he just started walking.
Right when it left the tee.
That's one of my favorite things in golf. When you hit a shot and you know it's great and you just start walking.
It's like Curry when he shoots the three and automatically turns around and starts running back because he knows it's going in.
Oh, I sports hate Steph. Great dude. I always say this. Steph is a world-class guy. Great husband. He's such a good dude.
How can you sports hate Steph Curry?
I feel like
you're in the minority on that.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm like the 1%. Brother, I'm a Cavalier fan.
That explains it.
From Cleveland, mate.
I was gonna say, is that
can't
a Cleveland
stand
thing?
That guy?
But even then, I mean, I just feel like Steph Curry is, like, it's so hard to not like him. He's such a humble guy.
I've come off it a bit since you know.
Well, yeah, he terrorized Cleveland. I mean, it was really back and forward. Really,
Can I be honest, Dame? It was back and forth for 2 years, and then once Durant went there, it was it was cheating.
That was a weak move.
They cheated.
We all know that was a weak move. A lot of context to that.
I love hearing you say that. I'd love to hear you say that. But 888-760-3776 is that number to text. Is that number to text? Call on in. Give us a call, 888-760-3776. Who are you rooting for? this weekend for the Masters. We asked earlier as well, how much are you going to watch? Is it one of those things where, you know, when you're home, I know everyone's busy here in South Florida doing a lot of fun things. So 888-760-3776, that number to call on in to talk a little Masters. I hitched my wagon to Rory. I would love to see him do the Grand Slam. He'd be the seventh player to do a Grand Slam. It'd be certainly some very great company with the likes of Gary Player, Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus.
You think Rory kind of
immortality?
It fuels him to go against these LIV guys, or you think that's kind of faded? It's in the past.
I don't think it's necessarily I got to beat the LIV guys anymore like how it used to be. Dame, two years ago, it came out that the PGA and LIV were going to work together. And I know the LIV are a partner, and it's a great league, and I watch LIV, but I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened there, honestly. They were supposed to figure out a way for them to come together, and I think they're still working on it or whatever. But yeah, there was a lot of controversy with what Rory said about the LIV guys. And listen, the guys who went to LIV just wanted to make the same money that the Tiger Woodses were making, and the Rory. Like, obviously Rory was going to be against LIV because he was making all the money. He was getting all the endorsements.
It's kind of what we see in college with the NIL.
Right.
Very similar to that.
And what really, I think, when people started realizing, like, wow, okay, like, you know, LIV's legit, is when Phil Mickelson went over. You know, Lefty went over. And then Lefty was a household name. I mean, on the PGA Tour his entire career. Now, you want to know the one Lefty couldn't win. So, Dame, Rory can't win the Masters. The one Lefty couldn't win was the U.S. Open. And I think do me a favor. Behind the glass here at the City Place Studios, look how many times Phil Mickelson finished in second place at the U.S. Open. Like, I'm telling you, that final day, poor Lefty would just blow that U.S. Open every single time. And obviously, like, Lefty was unreal in the Masters. The famous one with him with the Ford hat and rolling
ready
on
for
in
this
the
one.
I'm ready.
Six times second runner place. Up at yeah. the U.S. Open.
Dude, it's crazy. That was the one. Like, Rory obviously has choked away the Masters a few times. But how about that, Dame? Six times Lefty finished in second place
that's
at the
like,
U.S. Open.
That's like the oh Buffalo Bills almost making the Super Bowl, what, three times
yeah.
in a row?
But can you imagine six times finishing in second place? I knew it was something crazy. I didn't want to, you know, hashtag shoot from the hip and get it wrong. Six times for Phil Mickelson finishing in second place at the Masters. 9:50 tee time. We were about 14 minutes away from Tim Kim walking on out to Augusta to start the third round of that tournament. 888-760-3776, that number to text on in. As I mentioned already, you can get involved with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Download that app today. I got Rory at plus 600 before the tournament started, but there's still some great odds, great prop bets, and great things to cover with the Hard Rock Bet app. So download the app today, get involved, and gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, 1-888-ADMIT-IT, 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Offered by the Sun Belt Tribe of Florida. Must be 21, physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. And as we said, if you got a gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NFL. We're going to talk a little NBA playoffs. Joe Flacco on his way to Cleveland, on his way back to Cleveland. And as a Brown fan, I'll let you know what I think about that move. Damian Perez is going to update us on the NBA playoffs, what the seedings look like, and all that good stuff. Dame, what's the score of that Manchester City game? You know I
it's
love my
over
football.
5-2.
So City. So put things in perspective, folks. This is soccer. Manchester City was down 2-0, Dame, at
within
halftime.
20 minutes. No.
Or, sorry, within 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. First half, down 2-0 at the 20-minute mark. After that, turned it around 2-2 before the first half ended. And then in the second half, just absolutely just took off.
Eviscerated yep. Crystal Palace. So a couple of things we'll be keeping an eye on as well. Keep it locked in right here. Saturday tailgate, Mike Rizzo and Damian Perez.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Welcome back, folks. Saturday tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We are taking you up until 10 o'clock this morning, our final segment. We're going to be making our parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Talk a little Joe Flacco. Talk a little NBA. The Masters set to begin at 9:50. Tim Kim about to tee off here in 8 minutes. So Masters coverage about to begin with that first round. But I mentioned Joe Flacco, Cleveland Browns. Last time Joe Flacco played for the Cleveland Browns, 2 years ago, they went to the playoffs. I was at the game, Damian, at Cleveland Browns Stadium that they won against the Jets that clinched them a playoff spot. I was crying. You can make fun of me. I was crying. It's the first time I ever saw the Browns in person clinch a playoff spot.
It's an amazing feeling. God. It's an amazing feeling.
Dame.
Embrace it.
First time. Now, it's been three times. 0-2, they lost to the Squealers. COVID, but we weren't allowed at the games. I was covering the team, and I wasn't allowed at the game. But I went as a fan because I was working in Peoria at the time, and that was special. But last year was not special. It was anything but special for the Browns for the season that they had. And a lot of it had to do with quarterback play. A lot of it had to do with Deshaun Watson being the worst contract in NFL history. And a lot of it had to do with injuries. They traded Amari Cooper at the deadline. But this seems like a move that the Browns are trying to get that magic, that mojo, that theme, the three pillars that the show Russo and Rizzo are built on, that you can listen Monday through Friday right here on ESPN West Palm Beach with Colin Russo and myself, Mike Rizzo. But they're trying to get that theme, magic, and mojo back with Flacco. So the quarterbacks now in Cleveland, Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And
there's one more.
No, there's not.
That's it? Just the two?
Flacco and Kenny Pickett. You're going to dress two on Sundays, but Watson is probably going to be out. If you're alluding to Deshaun Watson, he's going to be out for basically the entirety of the 2025 season.
But you can still, I mean, if we're going to look at the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, are you not going to mention Watson at all?
No.
Even after injury?
Nope.
No.
The owner called that move a swing and miss.
So you guys are moving on completely.
Sign Flacco. And the reason I think that, hang on, hear me out. The reason I think that's a big move, remember, Damian, the Browns won 11 games, went to the playoffs with Joe Flacco as the starting quarterback. All right. The year after, you don't bring Flacco back. Why? Because of Deshaun Watson. And the rumor was, according to reporters and people that followed the team, was that Deshaun Watson did not want to have Joe Flacco in the building because, Damian, he felt threatened.
That speaks volumes
and
about
now,
his character.
Hang on.
Let's be honest.
And now you bring back Joe Flacco a day after Deshaun Watson said he's using the haters as fuel. They're done with him. I don't think, my best guess, Deshaun Watson never plays for the Cleveland Browns again.
Wow.
He rides out the contract. We pay him the $90 million we still owe him, and you never see him in brown and orange again.
But if you're a Cleveland Browns fan and you see this Flacco move, are you excited for this next season? Like, do you have hopes? Or?
Oh, yeah. I got
really?
I got Flacco fever.
Wow.
Playoffs. Playoffs. If the Browns stay healthy, now this move, and more importantly, this move tells me that they are not going to take a quarterback at number two. For weeks, I thought Shedeur Sanders was going to be the pick because I didn't think Kenny Pickett, let's be honest, folks. Kenny Pickett belongs in the USFL.
So is it Abdul Carter?
No, it's Travis Hunter at this point.
That too.
They need a receiver. Their best receiver, and with all due respect, is Cedric Tillman.
Wasn't Jerry Jeudy?
Guess Jeudy.
That's
a good shout.
That's definitely your best.
Jeudy.
The way he ended last season, I mean, it was lights out.
I don't like Jeudy. It's not that I don't like Jeudy. I don't know. He did have a good end of the year. He was, a Pro Bowl fill-in, whatever.
He had a great year last year.
You need
year.
A receiver. You still need a receiver, and you need, I think, the best player available. If you're not going to go quarterback with that pick, you do one or two things.
So now,
if you take the best player available, or you trade out.
If you do take Travis Hunter, is it just strictly receiver, or is there a chance that the Cleveland Browns?
They'll play him both ways. They'll probably play him more as a corner. Everyone that I hear from, like Mike Tannenbaum, who we have on here, former GM of the New York Jets and president of football operations for the Miami Dolphins, he sees Hunter as more of a corner, fair. But I think the Browns would play him and consider playing him both ways. I cannot believe I forgot Jerry Jeudy, by the way. It was just such, Damian, last year was such a season where you just want to forget about. where it's like everyone on that team outside of Myles Garrett, every time you see him, it just pissed you
off. Now you do need a running back.
Well, Nick Chubb's, you know, not even with the team. And
Nick Chubb is gone. He was a free agent,
at this,
right?
Yeah, and at this point, I...
What is it, Jerome Ford?
Our three running backs last year were Jerome Ford, Dante Foreman, and Pierre Strong Jr.
Yeah, I mean...
You need a running back.
Need some work there, for sure.
Now, the offensive line was second best... Best in the league, second best in the league 2 years ago. They were a nightmare last year. I think a lot of it had to do with losing Bill Callahan, former head coach of the Washington Commanders and longtime offensive line coach. He joined his son in Tennessee when his son, Coach Callahan, his son, took the head coaching job. So I think that was a bigger loss than people thought. But not to get too into the Browns, folks. Probably got a little too into the nitty and gritty of the Browns roster. But you need a receiver. You can never have enough corners. It's one of those positions. If you have Flacco and Kenny Pickett on the roster, I don't think you're taking quarterback in the first round. Could the Browns take a quarterback in the third or fourth round? Sure. After talking with Colin yesterday, I kind of got talked off of the Browns taking a quarterback in the second round. That probably would be a mistake. I just wouldn't put it past them.
What if Jackson Dart is looming there in the second round?
My thing, I think they like Jalen Milroe. I think they like Milroe from Alabama. And if he is available...
That's a lot of raw potential.
If he's available in the second round, maybe they take a chance on him. But listen, Flacco, as much as I love the Flacco move, and as much as I think the Browns are going to be able to compete in the division, if like, and obviously in the NFL, you hear coaches say it all the time, a lot has to go right. You got to stay healthy. You know, you got to have your guys available. That's the biggest thing is health. You can never really predict what's going to happen on that end. But... if the Browns are able to stay healthy and get decent quarterback play and they're able to protect Flacco like they did 2 years ago, there's no reason that they can't compete with the Squealers and they can't compete with the Bungles, okay? There's no reason.
How about the Ravens?
No. The Ravens, it's their division until further notice. Is that fair? That's fair.
I think it's fair.
That's fair. Lamar is arguably the second best quarterback, third best quarterback in the league.
I can see the Bengals kind of making a splash in that division next year as well. Coming off a very, very, very bad season.
They have the same team. They're going to have the same team maybe outside of Trey Hendrickson.
But they figured out...
Same team without their best defensive player.
Let's be real.
Sell me the dream, Damon.
The Bengals are Burrow, Jamar Chase.
And how'd that work, though?
Higgins. That's it. I mean, they made it to an AFC championship. Made it to a Super Bowl.
I picked them to win the division last year. So... how'd that work out? Joe Burrow threw for five touchdowns at 400 yards twice,
lost. That's why I think they're going to bounce back this year.
Defense, though?
They've never really had a prominent defense, though.
The Super Bowl run, which they played well with Jesse Bates and Hendrickson during the Hubbard and company during that Super Bowl run. But I understand your point. The Bengals, I tell Colin all the time from watching the division as much as I have and covering that division for 5 years in Cleveland. That is, the Bengals are always offense. They always draft offense. They always go the offensive route. Pittsburgh is usually defense. The Ravens, usually defense. Obviously, they have Lamar Jackson. But the Bengals historically have always drafted offense, have been an offensive-based team. Yep. You need a defense in this league, man. You saw it last year. You're really going to run it back?
In the AFC.
Waste is a strong word. But you're going to spend. How about that? You're going to spend all your money on Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and bring back the same roster you did last year, minus Trey Hendrickson. What, you think, do the Bengals think a bunch of rookies that they draft are going to have, and some of them may, but do they think all eight rookies that they draft are going to be able to have an impact on defense? Like, come on, let's live in the reality here. The defense is a joke. They got Lamar Jackson in the division. Pending Aaron Rodgers, if he ever signs. I think Rodgers can be a stud in Pittsburgh.
And you got Patrick Mahomes if you do make it out of the division and make it to the AFC Championship.
Josh Allen. I don't know what the Jags are going to be next year. I still think Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback. Like, dude, the AFC is...
floated.
And I know the NFC and the Eagles just won, you know, won the Super Bowl and their respected title. They were the best team in the league. Let's give them their flowers. But outside of the Eagles in the NFC, who are you going to bat for? What, the Cowboys? Come on, mate. Cowboys,
you can
maybe the Lions.
The Rams. The the Rams. I mean,
I think the Lions. The one that makes sense is the Lions.
I would put the I would put the Lions over the Eagles.
I still can't believe that team lost before the NFC Championship. I still can't believe they weren't in there.
I think if that game was played five times, they would probably win four out of the five.
The Commanders punked them. I guess Washington, like, I'm not sold is, once again, a strong word. But, like, I don't think the Commanders are. I think, if anything, I think the Commanders take a step back.
I was going to say, do you see.
I don't see them going to the NFC Championship game. If that's what, now, a lot. We still need to do the NFL draft and finish free agency and start OTAs and minicamp. But, like, no.
So you see a sophomore slump for Daniels?
No. It's not even a sophomore slump. I just see the Lions probably being a better team. To your point, I see the Rams being a better team. Let's not forget about San Francisco, okay? Like, I picked San Francisco to win the Super Bowl last year.
I don't know how I don't know what's going to happen with San Francisco.
They're loaded.
Are they?
They're always loaded.
I mean, I know we see on paper, we see a Christian McCaffrey, you know, a Brock Purdy.
Purdy will get a contract. The defense is always good.
What's the health of Christian McCaffrey? I think that's the big question.
That's what derailed them. Injuries. That whole team was injured for like 10 weeks.
I think they did a good job letting Debo go. I think it was time to go. I don't think it was.
Well, yeah, and they paid Ayuk too. And Ayuk, their top receiver, was injured. Like, a lot went wrong for the 49ers. The three teams that could go to bat, I think, still. The Eagles, the Lions, and the Niners. And then you could throw the Rams in there, too. Be unfair to leave McVay out of that conversation. I think those are the four teams. But back to the Bengal thing and back to where we started. Like, with the Bengals, with their offensive firepower, it's all great. Yeah, sometimes they forget about the other side of the ball. That's all I'm saying. Dame, we're almost out of time here. The NBA playoffs starting to heat up a bit. Is there something you're following closely? Is there a specific seeding battle?
Eastern Conference is pretty much wrapped up. We got. I'll name them off really quickly. Cavaliers, Celtics, Knicks, Pacers, Bucks, Pistons. That's 1-6 in the play-in tournament. We're going to have Atlanta will play Orlando. Chicago will play the Miami Heat. The Western Conference, this is where it gets dicey. Oklahoma City, they wrapped up that number one seed. But then you have Houston Rockets, second. Denver Nuggets, third. Los Angeles Lakers, Memphis Grizzlies, Golden State Warriors. They are all right there within one or two games of each other.
Who's in the play-in as of right now?
Minnesota Timberwolves, LA Clippers, Sacramento Kings, and the Phoenix Suns. But that can change. The Clippers play the Warriors tonight. On Sunday. That can change the play-in seeding. And the Nuggets play the Rockets. That can also affect the play. That won't affect the play-in seeding, but that can affect that second seed, which is very important.
Who's going to get into that play-in tournament, I think, is the question. Who's not going to be able to, you know, avoid the play-in tournament? I can't believe it's 2025 and we're still doing this. I think this is, what, year four of that ridiculous tournament? I'm ready for it to disappear. Folks, we ran out of time. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. I'm watching Masters. I'm watching baseball. And I'm watching meaningful NBA all weekend long. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next Saturday right here on Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez.